Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. This is the third issue of this X-Men story arc, so let's get to the story.
So we go over to the next issue, which is issue 56. Now, this cover, the first time I saw it, what does it make you think of?
Apocalypse. Was the first thing I thought of.
Okay.
That's
fair. But that is obviously the living monolith.
Yeah.
Monolith. All right, so the first time I saw this cover, it made me think of this cover.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I'm like, well, wait, which cover? For those who don't know, it's issue 135 of the Uncanny X-Men, where Dark Phoenix is crushing the X-Men title.
But at least she succeeded where the monolith was just trying.
Yeah. But no, it's just, I'm assuming it's just a homage cover. But I thought this cover came out first. So when I saw this, I'm like, wait a minute. Did some research, and sure enough, this one obviously came out first. So
yeah.
I just thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, no, it's the cover of it is the living monolith, which we will figure out in this issue, is the living Pharaoh, but with basically all Havoc's powers. He's just staying there.
And Havoc is Alex, for those that don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All of Alex's powers. He's not Havoc yet. Standing on the cover, trying to crush the X-Men title page with the X-Men standing around. It's a cool cover. It's a really cool cover.
And the title of this one is, What is the Power?
Yeah.
And that's my pickup line. Giggity.
Oh, God. But we start out on this issue, and the X-Men have
captured the Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm. And they're taking him to
I don't know where the hell they're taking him, because honestly it's just another another monument, like another
They don't actually ever actually say, do they?
Archaeological diggings below, crew. And then they're like, good, maybe there's someone there we can turn over our captive to.
An excavation site, to be more precise. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, why would you go there?
They're just trying to find the authorities. But maybe that was just the first place they saw.
But what I'm saying is, like, that's literally, like, they could have went straight to, you know, like, Cairo or any other place that actually had a, you know...
Yeah, authorities in general.
As opposed to, like, oh, let's just go drop him off at a random, you know, sarcophagus. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
here's another pyramid. Let's just see if there's anybody here that might want him. I mean, he is a pharaoh.
But he's also a mutant, so in theory, they should have took him to the authorities.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't...
Anyway.
It was definitely wasn't right. So as they are just kind of arguing with each other, or just talking, we see some of the Pharaoh's men had been hiding.
And come out with fucking blasters?
Out of nowhere. Like, apparently they're done with the spears and the shields. They are... I mean, yes, their boss is in trouble. So
now they
have futuristic tech. Because I know it's like they shoot a blast. One thing that gets me is that they say that Jean took like the blunt of the blast.
But she's all the way behind everybody else.
Well, not only that, but Cyclops in this picture. Cyclops
is in front of
blocks
her.
Yeah. Like, so I don't... Whatever. Cyclops is trying to take him down. He gets knocked in the back of the head with the flying...
Which, if you really think about it, that would have killed him.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Like, it hit him in the back of the head.
And shoved him right into the ground.
Like, yeah.
He'd be unconscious, face down in dirt. He'd be dying. So that's two X-Men down. The Beast tries to go and take over one of the ships. But he gets shocked.
Hit with the concussion guns.
Yeah. I know Bobby or Iceman and Angel, I guess, got knocked out by the blast as well, along with Alex. So the Pharaoh tells his minions to grab Alex and get out of there.
Iceman tries to attack him back, and he's like, ha, your ank is broken, so now, you know, you don't have any powers. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, ha, I'm not powerless, look at this. And he shoots the freaking blast at him again.
They go flying off in their ship. I think it actually was the ship that the X-Men brought.
Yeah.
Was it their ship? Was it X-Men's ship? No, maybe not.
Well, see, I'm not sure because the color keeps changing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, it goes from pink to blue to purple to pink to blue to purple.
Okay. Well, they hop in the ship there. They hop in the ship with Alex, and they go flying off. Angel goes flying after them, but he gets attacked by...
firing concussive missiles.
Or just... no, just concussive missiles.
Oh, okay.
Fire.
Yeah. Like, well, see, well,
it,
look.
The way it's read, yeah.
Because it says right here, he's like, which means I'd be sitting, it'd be a sitting duck if they, you know, and then, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So he's falling out of the sky, and I don't understand what he's saying right here.
Yeah, that...
my son, the superhero, they knocked me right out of the sky and the ball game.
Be lucky if I could save my own feathers. I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. The writing in these next couple issues,
it's got awful.
Were definitely just what the fuck.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I guess I can't say anything because I don't know.
Well, so with comics, you tend to know the writers, you tend to know the artist.
Yeah.
This is Neil Adams' art, so already people are gonna flock to it. Because Neil Adams is, he's a treasure.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, dude. I've talked to him one of the Comic Cons when he came down to Indy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Super nice guy. Good artist.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Writing, though, man. So the X-Men start to wake up. Jean is trying to make contact with Warren, with Angel, so that they, because they knew that he flew off after Alex and the Pharaoh.
I like how it describes it. As Jean Grey begins her series of cerebral exertions, impossible even to describe on the printed page, until suddenly...
it's almost like they throw a big word at you so you don't realize it's bad writing.
Well, dude, like, this whole thing right here...
it's cool.
Like, it looks awesome, and it made me think, you know, Phoenix.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I was just throwing that out there because, you know, yeah.
Angel is able to... he's following the Pharaoh.
He saved himself from, you know, falling out of the sky by the, you know, feathers of his wings.
Yeah.
And he's kept himself low to the ground so they don't notice him there. Because, you know, this big white, red, and yellow streak flying along the tan desert. Yeah, that's going to be pretty hard to spot.
It's fine. They're looking forward, not backward.
Right. Always look forward.
Yep. But he's able to follow him to another excavation site.
Identical to the first one.
Or a temple. I'm sorry, it's a temple.
Yeah, temple. Right. Why didn't we know it's a temple?
Well,
I was being facetious. Yeah.
Yeah, smack you.
Identical to the first one, yet miles from the other site.
Yeah.
There was more than one temple in ancient Egypt. Okay, anyway.
Yep, you're good. Now you're good. So he informs Jean where they're at, and apparently this temple has a giant setup that the Pharaoh has set up for Alex,
because this was the plan all along, apparently.
So why was he trying to kill him,
dude? That's what I'm saying. Like the plot thickens as it thins, or thins as it thickens, rather.
There, okay, I like that one. So the whole point is that I think
this glass case that he's got him in is going to completely shut him off from the cosmic rays that give him his powers.
But yeah, it gives both of them the powers. Yeah,
and as Alex is blocked off from these powers, the Pharaoh is able to gain more power because their powers are linked, and the more power that Alex gets, the less power the Pharaoh has.
Which I will say, so I haven't read a lot of stories with Alex or Havoc.
I only read one, and he was a bad guy, so...
Anyways.
I
had no idea that he had a counterpart to his powers.
I didn't know that until he started reading
So, those. Very interesting to read. Kind of dumb, though.
Yeah.
Like...
it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because, like, so what they're saying now is if this living Pharaoh dude ever dies,
Alex is going to turn into...
yeah.
At the same time, because we see later on, I'll bring it up when we get to it. Just remind me. So the living Pharaoh is getting all the cosmic rays now, and now Alex is not dead, mind you.
He's just blocked off.
So... he's getting all his power, and Angel comes flying out saying, you know, X-Men, run back. Because now the living Pharaoh has turned into the living monolith.
Which, his whole outfit changes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And, like, even, like, what the hell is on his head? It looks like somebody broke a spoon off, welded it to another spoon.
It looks bad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But he catches Angel.
Okay, so he's this giant, what would you say? He's about 30 stories tall?
Well, okay, if you look at the size of his hand compared to the size of Angel,
yeah,
he would be, let's see, probably about 35 to 40 feet
okay.
tall.
Okay, so, I mean, he's a giant, giant.
Yeah, they're definitely getting, you know, the modifier to their armor class.
Yeah. So, what I like is that Cyclops blasts him in the face, and you would assume that him being as huge as he is, their powers wouldn't affect him as much.
It does say that his blast didn't do anything to him. It just surprised him.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. That's my bad. But then, you know, Beast is able to trip him up.
Yeah, if you read what Beast says, though, he says he hurts his tender tootsies. Because he kicks him in the ankles and trips him.
My tender tootsies will ache for a fortnight.
Yep.
Wow.
Dude, and the way they have Beast talk in this is so annoying because they're trying to make him sound like smart and witty, but it just comes off as...
almost like the writing of Big Bang Theory. Oh, take that, Big Bang Theory, you suck!
Damn.
I hate that show. So stupid. But he falls down, Monolith.
Yeah, Monolith, you're right.
Falls down.
But he's right, or Gene's right in his grasp.
Yeah.
I mean, which is just, I'd have thought for more fun things to do with her than just try to squeeze her to death, but anyway.
We go back to Alex as the Monolith is trying to grab Gene, and he is desperate. Like he's trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And how do you say it? He
says, well, if we really do share some kind of power, and it's something I soaked up just by standing around, then surely it couldn't have been taken just by the few hours of being in here, and something has to remain.
Yeah, he should have enough to do something.
And he's like, I was stressed out before when it happened, so maybe being stressed out right now, and I'm really stressed out.
And something happens. Well, actually, he just breaks all of the temple.
Yeah.
Destroys all that, and the Monolith itself starts to lose power.
It shows his eye basically exploding with power, like a small explosion in his eye with, tendrils of energy shooting out of it.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to them fighting with the Monolith, which he's got Jean in his hand,
mm-hmm.
just holding her, fucking King Kong style.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doesn't actually, and he's blasting at, I'm assuming that's Cyclops and Beast.
Yep.
And he, like, literally hasn't killed anybody yet.
But he's just, he's basically just flaunting his power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, villain rule 101, guys. No monologuing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to kill people, but, like, if I was a bad guy, as soon as I picked Jean up, I would have just snapped her and then dropped her.
Oh, same thing he should have done with Angel when he grabbed him.
It might have been fun to pull his wings off, but anyways. So he's like, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, hey, look, not only are his powers, but his size are both getting smaller. And the temple behind them is crumbling.
Yeah, so the temple falls over. The Monolith shrinks back to a man.
Drops Jean. Angel saves her, of course.
Yeah, and then they see in the rubble.
But wait, because if you look at the top where he's sitting in his iron. He's got this big metal pair of underpants where just like the title.
Doesn't make sense.
Because they weren't there when he grew.
Exactly. Unless those should have disappeared as
well. Maybe they were sitting in there, and right before he burst out, he had all his clothes ripped off. So he just threw on some clothes real quick. Maybe that's what scared Angel at first. He was going to say he had a big, huge, and then,
Dr. Manhattan dong in his face.
Goddamn. Okay. Guys, I'll never unsee this.
But
it was like looking at my twin. Oh.
Ooh. The temple, as they look at the temple remains, they see Alex just standing there in the rubble. And he's saying, you guys gotta get away. You can't be near me.
Because I can't control my power. Yeah.
So that kind of makes me question, if he is so overpowered when the Pharaoh is alive
exactly.
and there.
He'd explode with power.
Every single, all the time.
Yeah.
So, comics. I don't know. But yeah, that ends that.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this X-Men story arc.